be a corn roast, kiddie rides, and raffles. Noon to 10, there's going to be concessions. Noon, there's going to be a beer stand. Noon to 6, quarter bingo. Noon, a horse pull. 3 p.m., an all-ages frozen t-shirt contest. And 5 p.m., big money bingo. That's just one of the days of the Glidden Community Fair. Tune in right here to 98Q Country. We'll be bringing you the details of the other 2 days of the fair throughout the rest of this week. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing 4 of the last 6, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers got down to the league-mandated 53 players on Tuesday afternoon, and while GM Brian Gutekunst has historically held on to his draft picks, 2024 was a bit of a different story. Yes, the initial 53 consists of 25 players drafted over the last 3 years, but this roster is made to win, possibly a deep playoff run. There's no undrafted rookie on this year's squad. That ends a streak of 19 straight years with at least one. Then there's the release of quarterback Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt, kicker Anders Carlson, wide receivers Grant Dubose and Samori Toure, as well as safety Anthony Johnson Jr. As for the surprise cuts, looked like Iola's Christian Welch had this roster made, picking up 3 takeaways in the preseason, but he was let go. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
2 players the Packers were hoping to count on, tight end Tyler Davis and running back A.J. Dillon, were both put on season-ending IR. For Dillon, his days as a Packer likely over after this season. As a result, he was struggling with a stinger, the same injury that cost him 3 games last season. And on the field, Matt LaFleur starts getting his new team ready for the season opener against the Eagles in Brazil. I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Title Town. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Could be some locally heavy rain. An inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
And we have the Park Falls Farmers Market, which is coming up this afternoon from 2 to 5:30. And usually I have Gray run through this because it's just a lot of stuff. But Ileana, on her final day here at 98Q, will tell you about the fabulous selection of produce at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I'm reading this list. It looks really good. They have all the fruits, so raspberries, blackberries. They have all the veggies, green beans, carrots, radishes, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. They even have eggplant, zucchini, a variety of garlic, onions, beets. They have a bunch of fresh herbs. They have dill, white and red potatoes, locally produced honey, maple syrup, maple sugar, bourbon maple syrup. They have eggs, breads, I mean, a bunch of stuff. They even have sweetbreads, fry pie, cinnamon rolls, donuts, pastries, and
fresh grown organic pastries. Yes,
that's awesome. Yeah, it sounds so good right now. Maybe I should come check it out today. Most vendors accept the Quest cards, WIC, and senior market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market is now a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, therefore accepting chamber bucks. So get on out today, looking a little gloomy, but get out and check out the farmers market. I might even go check it out. That sounds so good. But
have to
eat it all today before I go to college.
Yeah, I think it might. Rain's going to hold off today, so they should be good for that for this afternoon, it looks like anyway. Park Falls Farmers Market winding into the gourd and pumpkin time of the year here pretty soon. So a lot of that stuff happening there. Copper Falls State Park this Saturday has pancakes in the park if you want to run it up there. Just a beautiful sight up there. Walk around the falls up there. Copper Falls, 8:30 to noon. They're doing that on Sunday, September 1st. Sunday, September 1st, with all the cakes and all the homemade stuff there at Copper Falls State Park. Might want to take that in. Well, we have the list of the top five things you should not do in college, and I'm going to add a sixth one, okay? Okay. Or maybe an OLI, an outside looking in. All right, here we go. Do not, if you go to the beach and you see a dead whale, chop its head off and put it on the hood of your car and drive it back to your dorm room, okay? So don't do that. Apparently, RFK Jr., is it a secret to anybody that he must have been drinking a lot when he was younger? Because he apparently one time took a bear carcass and put it in a park and then put a bike in front of it to make it look like somebody had hit a bear as a joke. And then apparently this is his daughter that told this story, that they went to the beach one time and there was a beached whale and he took a chainsaw, which, who doesn't have a chainsaw in the back of their car at all times, maybe in the Northwoods, cut off the whale's head and then tied it to the roof of their minivan and took it home. So that's one of the stories. So if anyone thinks about doing that, then probably want to do something else. My philosophy always was, my parents told me when I went to college, they said, we know that, you know, it's college and sometimes you go out, whatever, and you go to friends' houses and parties. But my dad always told me, he said, in the back of your mind, always have a way to get home. He said, because if you go somewhere across town or something, and if you're in a situation you don't want to be in, my dad always said, just in the back of your mind, have an idea of how I would get home. Yeah. Whether you call a cab or if you would walk or whatever, to get out of a situation that maybe you don't want to be in. So that was a good piece of wise advice because I used it twice in my first 2 years, actually.
Wow.
I went to Brown Institute School of Broadcasting in Minneapolis. A little small town kid went to downtown Minneapolis. And the first week I was there, I went to a party on kind of the other end of, it was a good mile and a half in the city. And I decided I didn't want to be there for various reasons. And the guy I was with did not want to leave. And I left. I walked like a mile and a half through Minneapolis. Not a very good part of Minneapolis. And I left and went home. And it was when I told one of my brothers that I did that and where I walked, he said, and you're still alive?
Yeah. Wow.
Late night in some parts of those big cities can be interesting. So my dad had good advice. Always in the back of your mind, have a plan of how to get out because you never know. We've got high school sports starting. The Phillips Loggers are going to kick off their season on Saturday. They'll be at Wausau Newman taking on Newman Catholic. So the football team will get going. We have Shawamigan football tomorrow. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. They play host to Winter Birchwood. So high school football will get going. You're going to miss the high school sports scene.
Yeah, I really will. It was so fun going to football games last year. And, I mean, even volleyball games too, playing. I mean, that the pregame you know, getting ready and everything. Just, I'll miss that, yeah.
Yeah, but you said you're going to get involved in volleyball, intramural, or kind of on campus?
Yeah, I'm going to try out for the club team at my school. And I know they do a little bit more traveling and stuff like that. So it's weekend things. So I think they have practices like twice a week and then tournaments on the weekend. So it's kind of like, you know, if, I don't know, if I mean, I played club volleyball my last year of high school. So it was kind of that same thing. You practice once a week and then you have a tournament on the weekend. So.
And these colleges, especially the UW colleges, have such great facilities, man, to practice in and play in. They're just unbelievable. So that'll be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah.
So Brewer Baseball will be back on the air today, night game, day game tomorrow. Friday, Saturday games will flip over to 103.1 as we do some other broadcasting from the Glidden Fair and such. So if you're looking for the Brewers Friday and Saturday, they'll be over on 103.1. We want to thank an additional sponsor for Brewer Baseball, the Land Guys. The Land Guys are brand new sponsors for the rest of the Brewer Baseball season. So we thank them for jumping on board. Big turkey shoot coming up this Sunday, September 1st. American Legion Jensen Hansen Post 394 in Loretta is doing their sixth annual turkey shoot with lunch served from noon. And shooting starts at 12:30. There will be a turkey shoot cash raffle. There will be gun raffles and all kinds of stuff going on. And that's at the American Legion Jensen Jensen Hansen Post 394 in Loretta. So if you want to take that in, you certainly can. Were you involved in hunting at all? Are you going to miss hunting around here? So you're good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We'll bring you back for the Deer Hunters Roundup if you wanted to come back for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. she said, oh, yeah, but the look said, oh, no.
Yeah.
I probably won't be doing that. Price County Senior Dining, checking out what's going on their menu tomorrow. We didn't mention this earlier this morning. They've got barbecue ribs tomorrow, mashed potatoes, and gravy, green beans, and apples. That's Price County Senior Dining. Any questions, you give them a call at 715-339-2158, 339-2158. All right, more with Ileana, and Big G is going to join us in just a little bit. We're going to do our giveaway, I think, with Lena's coming up in just a little bit. More of Reality Radio on 98Q.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark. We'll be right back.
digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want an hour later, I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in. Like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. I gotta give me some of that. I want it now and later.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging ball, brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born. She's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all
nothing but country. Show them how country girl does it one time now.
Jason LD, 98Q Country. Reality Radio, we're going to talk with Lena. Lena's Bar and Grill. They're going to be hosting Big G up there on Friday in a live broadcast, a big street dance going on. So we're going to talk with her coming up a little bit after 9:30. Ileana and I have been talking off air, accumulating a list of things that you should not do or bring your first year in college, and we determined that one of those is a cat.
Yeah. Probably keep the cats at home.
There's always that one person that thinks they can snuggle the cat in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Keep them there for a couple of days, and that's about it. It takes a unique person, I tell you what, to be an RA at the dorms. Because
yeah, I agree.
You've got to be, you know, because they're usually the RAs are junior seniors. They're a little bit older. But still pretty close in age, friend. So you got to, like, that fine line between enforcing the rules and still trying to be not a jerk, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's not an easy gig being an RA for a whole floor at a college.
I don't think I could do it. I really don't.
Yeah, it takes a certain management skill, and that would be tough.
I get too pokey. I get too talky to people, too. I'd be so nosy. I'd be like, so, what you hiding in there?
Well, yeah, and no matter how friendly you are as the RA, you're still, you walk down the hall, and you sense that people are like, here he comes, or here she comes.
Yeah.
Hey, hide that, or hide this, or hide that.
Yeah.
I remember the RA when I was a freshman in college, and he was a nice guy, but I still just remember his face because it implanted in my mind. Whenever you see him, I better not be doing anything bad because I don't want to get kicked out of this dorm.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would go. We have, we mentioned the Glidden Community Fair, which has really turned into a big event this weekend. We'll be out there broadcasting this weekend from that. Also want to remind you that someone dropped us a note that our Savior's Lutheran Church is having a garage sale. They're doing this next week in Phillips at our Savior's Lutheran Church. And this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. So if you're a garage saler, put that on your list of places to garage sale after the Labor Day weekend next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some of the other news headlines, paleontologists are very excited. They have recently discovered a matching dinosaur footprints that were found 3,700 miles apart on different continents. Now, you think that's just coincidence, or is that possible that a dinosaur could have made it to two different continents 3,700 miles away?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I think it's just a coincidence.
Perhaps, yeah.
Matching footprints. And I mean, it's 3,700 miles away and how many thousands of years ago. So I think someone's fibbing there a little bit. Unless there was like a dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus Rex Airlines back then that we didn't know about.
Yeah. Don't quote me on this, but I remember like when we learned about the continent splitting, you know, there was like Pangea, I believe is what the name was. So maybe, I don't know. I don't even know like timelines wise, like when that happened and when the dinosaurs, like, you know what I mean? It's just like.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, there could be that theory that at some point a couple of the continents were actually connected.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they didn't have to. You know, check their baggage and get on an airline flight or something like that. Or they could have actually flown. That'd be a long flight, though. across the ocean. So a lot of unanswered questions, but they are saying that the footprints are identical. We got a lot of different viruses going around. We have the sloth fever. Now, the sloth animal alone is enough. When you hear about a sloth, yeah. And now we have the sloth fever, the latest insect-borne disease that is affecting Americans, apparently.
Huh.
So get the sloth. So if you start crawling on the floor, I don't know what the symptoms would be of that.
Moving really slow.
When you get to college, there's certain people that don't clean their dorm rooms that you'll be saying they must have the sloth fever.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, clean your dorm room, for gosh sakes. And the EEE virus also is another one. A resident in New Hampshire has perished after being infected with a rare mosquito-borne disease called the Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, the EEEV, they call it.
Huh.
Kinds of good things, those mosquitoes. We always knew those mosquitoes were up to something. Didn't
yep.
we? Yeah, they're always looking to pass something along. We'll talk about Lena's and the big event in Glidden coming up in just a little bit here on Reality Radio.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Pike Lake Firefighters invite everyone out for the 44th Annual Fundraiser Fun Day, Sunday, September 1st, located at the Pike Lake Fire Hall on Fire Road 144 off of Highway 70. The festivities start at 12 noon, and there will be amazing hourly raffles, drawings, cash prizes, and first place is $1,000. Lots of auction items, cornhole, and games for the kids. There will be food and all of your favorite cold beverages. The big raffle will take place at 6 p.m. Come on out Sunday, September 1st, and support the Pike Lake Firefighters' 44th annual fundraiser.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're invited to the 4th Annual Glidden Street Dance Fundraiser for the 4 Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service. On Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7, located right on Grant Street. Enjoy music by Contradiction from 8 to midnight, the Brat Feed, which will be right in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7, and with some easy listening music played by BCH Productions' DJ Bo Homer. Hope to see you there.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Could be some locally heavy rain. An inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
98 Q Country.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this, let's just take it slow.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Now she grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed.
can't stand it. It's that country thing, you know.
AQ Country.
Some things in life are meant to fly, and others they were born to run. You can't tie down up and leave them like the chain. They're coming and they go. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going gone. Say it wasn't meant to be. Maybe meant to be's misunderstood. Can't hold on to letting go. Change the way the river flows. Loving her's like roping in the wind. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain.
Take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you, and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. This makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. Oh, I think about you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed.
crossed that this goes on. It's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect, gonna get it right. Gonna get it right one night at a time. Goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night.
98Q Country. King George, George Strait there. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Big G is in studio hanging out with us. We're talking
Avoid
college.
All the noise.
We're talking college here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I could tell you some stories, especially about my brother, but we won't go into that today.
I lost your microphone for some reason, Leanne. Why don't you grab that auxiliary one over there?
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, we were messing around with, I don't know what it is. There we
How's
go.
How's that?
Now we got you
awesome.
Here. All right. Yeah, we're talking about college. And Leanne's off to college tomorrow. Very excited for her to start her college career. Very fun. And the radio station too.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome. Well, Big G, we're gonna Lena may or may not make it in here, but we'll talk a little bit about Lena's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, man, I was just up there yesterday, and man, we got some exciting stuff going on. Lena's got some exciting stuff happening there at Lena's Bar and Grill, as well as out at Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut there on Lakeshore Drive. But yeah, big event coming up Friday from 4:30 to 7:30, we're going to be out by Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden on Grant Street there. Of course, they got the street blocked off there. It's the kickoff to the Glidden Fair. It's a family fun for everyone night we're going to be doing up there. We're going to have some classic cars up there, some music, 50s and 60s music.
Yeah.
Plus, we're going to have games for all ages. It's really a family event there. We're going to have Phillips Children's Museum is going to be up there with games for all ages from 4:30 to 7:30. So come on out. Lena's there, right there on Grant Street, and bring the family, bring the kids, and gonna have a bunch of games out there. And that's all sponsored by Lena's Bar and Grill there in Glidden.
So yeah, we had Dave on earlier, and it's gonna be a good night out there with music and all kinds of stuff. And
the band starting up there at 8 o'clock. So come on out, bring the families out, and. It's where it's happening on Grant Street up there in Glidden. And we're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to have the prize wheel out there. All sorts of good prizes and everything. The Civic Media tent will be up there and everything. So come on out and say hi to myself and Gray. And I don't know if you're going to be around or anybody. Yeah. The other crew might be around there. So you never know who you're going to run into up there.
So are we ready for the big announcement on the prize wheel, or is that still in the works?
That's going to be in the works. And,
okay, all right,
It's getting really hot, Joel. It's getting
hot,
but
we
gotta just hold off just a little bit here. But we're going to make that big announcement here. Hopefully, by Friday.
And okay.
We'll do it on the shopping show or something like that. So.
All right, good deal, good deal. All right, so we're going to give away a gift certificate, aren't we, for Lena's?
Yep, we've got Lena has the Northern Pines there and Butternut and Lakeshore Drive there, and man, they got great nightly specials going on. We've got south of the border are going on Tuesdays. They're closed Mondays right now at Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut. Wednesday is a pasta night. You got Alfredo, you got lasagna, you got ravioli, garlic bread and vegetables. Thursday is German fair. Friday is their, they've got great fish fry, plus they got, back by popular demand, the fish all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Going to be Friday night, and Saturday and Sunday, of course, you got that breakfast buffet with everything on it, including my favorite biscuits and gravy. They serve from 7 to 11:30 there. This is all Lena's Northern Pines right there in Butternut Lake, right off of Lakeshore Drive. And pontoon rentals are available. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend, so take a little cruise on the beautiful Butternut Lake there. And talk to Lena. Go on Lena's website, lenasnorthernpines.com. Book your cabin rentals now for going just after Labor Day, going into the fall, the color season coming up here, and all sorts of fall activities coming up here for the color season just around the corner here. So just get 10 nice cabins out there at the at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort there. So check those out on our website again at lenasnorthernpines.com. But we got a $35 certificate here. $35 here. Wow. And it's good for Alina's Northern Pines in Butternut and Lakeshore Drive, or Alina's Bar and Grill in Glidden. So you can use this at either place. And we're going to give that away today, Joel. And how are we going to do that?
We'll do now. If you've won anything from us in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. So please hold off. But we'll do it the old fashioned way. We'll take caller 5 at 715 762 3221. Caller 5.
Caller 5. All right.
Very, very simple. And we'll see who our winner is coming up in just a moment.
Northwood Supper Club in Fifield is hiring part-time help to replace summer college staff. Stop in and apply and ask about the scholarship program available to our seasonal employees. We're proud to support our employees and help them pursue their dreams while gaining valuable experience in a thriving business. Enjoy nightly specials from Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. and be part of our community focused on our future. Stop in and apply today at Northwood Supper Club, located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Saving money on everything for your projects at Menards. Update your outdoor space with our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure treated lumber, decking, and fencing. Load up big savings using our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates fast using our deck and fence design programs. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
All right, we'll get you our winner coming up in just a second. We'll have the shopping show again coming up on Friday, and a big weekend. Big G, that Glidden Community Fair up there has grown into a really big event.
Yes, really, man, nice. It's a huge weekend. Spend the day up there. Spend the whole weekend up there. Like I say, it's kickoff. They kick it off on Friday there on Grant Street with the fire department and the dance and everything going on there. And then, like I say, bring the family down to Lena's. We're going to be there from 4:30 to 7:30. Again, broadcasting live right there from the Civic Media tent. Come down, spin the prize wheel for great prizes. Man, we got some nice stuff from Winter Woods right there in Glidden, and Bear Gas and the Bear Crossing and everything. So we have great prizes on from there, as well as some great stuff here from 98Q Country. And it's 4 big days. Like I said, kick it off Friday night, this Friday, August 30th. And then don't forget to take in the Classic Car Show. It's going to be on Monday. The Glidden Car Club up there, along with the Fair Committee, put on a great show there at the ball field right across the Marion Park. And they've got all classes, all the way from 1900 all the way up to present here, plus trucks and vans modified, and street rods, and there's a class for everyone, special interest up there. So again, it's at the ball field there, and you can go up there and you can register the day of the show, and to bring your vehicle up there. They usually get a good turnout. Of course, you know, everybody knows that car shows depend a lot on weather. So
yep.
Looks like it's supposed to be beautiful this year in the 70s, 75, 80.
Yep, they have a softball tournament up there, too, at the field, and they have a cornhole tournament and all kinds of stuff. And grab your lawn chair. If you haven't been to Marion Park in Glidden, because it's off the beaten path off of 13, a lot of people haven't been there or don't realize. Big, historic, round building there.
Yes, they got a beautiful carousel there.
Yeah.
Carousel and everything there that people can have their weddings there.
Yeah.
In the park there. It's a beautiful area up there.
Historic park that goes all the way back to the logging days. It's just a cool atmosphere there.
Yeah, you betcha. But yeah, the car show is Monday, right on Labor Day there. And like I said, beautiful trophies they give away there. And great show. And like I say, it's going to be a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. So,
who was the winner of the $35 gift certificate, Big G?
$35 gift certificate from Lena's Bar and Grill out of Northern Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, or Lena's Northern Pines on Butternut Lake there on Lakeshore Drive. Congratulations to Don Slack.
Hey, Don.
Don Slack.
Petey, all right. Very good.
Petey, yep.
All right, very good. Congratulations to you, Don. Well, Ileana, we wish you the best at school. Stop on by and say hello. And when you become big and famous, you know, don't forget the little people here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep. Try not to pull any all-nighters. I pulled one when I was in college, and it wasn't fun.
Oh, yeah. This comes the top five list
one
again.
I had a science test, and I stayed up all night, not in the dorm room, but down into the lobby area there, and... I don't know why I drove home. I drove home. I lived on the north side of town, and the college was on the south side of town. By the time I drove home, it was time to get up in another hour and a half and go take my exam. So,
oh, goodness.
Well, I hope college goes great for you, Ileana.
Thank you.
Enjoy, and thank you all. We got Travis coming in next, and Gray will be in after two. Brewer Baseball on the way for you tonight.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause
station.
So man made a ball.
98Q Country.
Been with her a while.